Disc 6. Thus it was that with a full day they set forth, and passed slowly and warily out of the country of reeds and low willows, and came to the grey woods that covered much of the southern plain before Nargoth Rond. All day they went due west, and saw nothing but desolation, and heard nothing, for the lands were silent, and it seemed to Mablung that a present fear lay upon them. That same way had Beren trodden years before, and then the woods were filled with the hidden eyes of the hunters. But now all the people of Narog were gone, and the orcs, it seemed, were not yet roaming so far southward. That night they encamped in the grey wood, without fire or light. The next 2 days they went on, and by evening of the third day from Sirion they were come across the plain, and were drawing near to the east shores of Narog. Then so great an unease came upon Mablung that he begged Morwen to go no further, but she laughed and said, "You will be glad soon to be rid of us, as is likely enough, but you must endure us a little longer. We are come too near now to turn back in fear." Then Mablung cried, "Fey are you both, and foolhardy. You help not, but hinder any gathering of news. Now hear me. I was bidden not to stay you with strength, but I was bidden also to guard you as I might. In this pass, one only can I do, and I will guard you. Tomorrow I will lead you to Amon Aethir, the Spy Hill, which is near, and there you shall sit under guard, and go no further while I command here." Now Amon Aethir was a mound as great as a hill that long ago Felagund had caused to be raised, with great labour, in the plain before his doors, a league east of Narog. It was tree-grown, save on the summit, whence a wide view might be had all ways of the roads that led to the great bridge of Nargoth Rond, and of the lands round about. To this hill they came late in the morning, and climbed up from the east. Then looking out towards the high Faroth, brown and bare beyond the river, Mablung saw, with elven sight, the terraces of Nargoth Rond on the steep west bank, and as a small black hole in the hill wall, the gaping doors of Felagund. But he could hear no sound, and he could see no sign of any foe, nor any token of the dragon, save the burning about the doors that he had wrought in the day of the sack. All lay quiet under a pale sun.